The greatness and the unbelievable integrity of both Moshe and Aaron is on full display here with the debate over whether or not Aaron and his sons should eat the carbon chatas that was brought that day. When Moshe attacks Elazar and Isamar, Aaron's sons, demanding why didn't they eat the carbon like he had commanded, Aaron comes to their defense. Despite the unbelievable loss that he suffered that day with the deaths of Nadab and Avihu, Aaron has both the wherewithal and the courage of his convictions to engage Moshe in halachic debate and explain exactly why he thought that this carbon should have been burnt rather than have been eaten. Moshe Rabbeinu, for his own part, hears what Aaron says and agrees. Torah says, "Vayishma Moshe vayitav beinav." Moshe heard this and it was good in his eyes. The Sefarno points out it's hard enough for somebody to just admit that they're wrong. Usually we concoct rationalizations rather than do so. But not only that, but it was vayitav beinav. It was good in his eyes. Moshe was happy to be wrong, because as the humblest man on earth, he cared more about the truth than about his own ego. And if he could get to the MS, if he could get to the true halacha, that mattered infinitely more to him than, if we think about it, should be unbelievably embarrassing. Moshe Rabbeinu, the teacher of Klal Yisrael, being shown to have been wrong in a matter of halacha. The Vayikra Rabbah, the Targum Yonasan as well, the Vayikra Rabbah, takes it even one step further with Moshe's integrity, reading the pasuk not by Yishma Moshe, that Moshe heard what Aaron said. After all, as the Sifsei Chachamim points out, all the Torah really needed to tell us was Vayitav Be'enei Moshe. Moshe liked what Aaron had to say. Why add that Moshe heard Aaron and it was good in his eyes? So the Medrash Rabbah, the Vayikra Rabbah says Vayishma Moshe. Moshe made it heard. In other words, not only did Moshe listen to Aaron, not only did Moshe agree with Aaron, not only was Moshe happy that Aaron was correct, but Moshe even spread word around the camp. Everybody should know Aaron was right, I was wrong. The greatest Moshe Rabbeinu even can be wrong in matters of halacha, and he wanted everybody to know that. But what about Elazar and Hisamar, the two sons of Aaron, who are there in the background watching as the giants go back and forth? Well, the Vayikra Rabbah, the very next pasuk, says that we can see their greatness on display as well. If we look at what's happening in the next pasuk, the Torah tells us in the beginning of Shishi, "Vayedaber Hashem Moshe vel Aaron lemor aleihem." Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron, saying to them, "Dabru el bnei Yisrael." What is that additional "lemor aleihem"? The Vayikra Rabbah says that the "lemor aleihem" refers to Elazar and Hisamar, and it means either that Hashem, for once, spoke not only to Moshe and Aaron, but included Elazar and Hisamar in the merit of them standing down, rather than defending themselves when their uncle came to attack them. After all, they were doing the correct halacha, and they were following their father's instructions, but they showed the kavod, the deference, the humility to be quiet in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. So in the merit of that, Torah says that the tzivo here was given to Moshe, Aaron, and Elazar and Isamar. Alternatively, the Medrash says, this is the opinion that Rashi quotes, that Hashem told the halacha to Moshe and to Aaron, and they were instructed to tell Elazar and Isamar, and then Elazar and Isamar are the ones who are going to go and tell Bnei Yisrael the mitzvah. That's how to read the pasuk. By Deber Hashem Moshe al Aaron, lemor aleihem, tell Elazar and Isamar, dabru al Bnei Yisrael, and then Elazar and Isamar will go and tell will tell everyone else. Either way, though, the reward for Elazar and Isamar, the humility they show in the moment, is that they get to be in the spotlight in the very next pasuk. And there's a contrast here between the younger brothers, Elazar and Isamar, and their older brothers, Nadav and Avihu. As Chazal described, Nadav and Avihu craved the spotlight. They craved the leadership. They waited for the moment. They wanted Moshe and Aaron to move on. They thought it was going to be their turn, their moment. They passed the halacha by themselves. They went of their own volition into the Kodesh, into the Mishkan, bringing the Eish Zara. Their intentions may have been good, but underneath that was a problem of ego, which unraveled everything. And on the other hand, you have Elazar and Isamar showing deference, showing humility, not standing up to Moshe Rabbeinu, saying, "We're Elazar and Isamar, you're Moshe Rabbeinu, we understand our place, we understand your place," but not fighting back. The reward is they receive, in the beginning of Shishi, exactly what Nadav and Avihu had hoped for. They get to be put, either in the first shot, on the same level as Moshe and Aaron. They receive the same dibor, the prophecy is given to them together with their father and uncle, or they're the ones who get to disseminate this halacha to Klal Yisrael, right? That's exactly what they want. The next generation, it happens over now. So the humility shown by Elazar and Isamar is being contrasted with the, I don't even want to say arrogance, but the ambition, I guess, of Nadav and Avihu, and it's clear that Elazar Nisamar, as the true Talmidim of Moshe and Aaron, following in their footsteps, that is the humility which is so necessary for leadership in the generation of Moshe and Aaron, and they'll be blessed with that in the next generation as well.